Greetings. Greetings once again in the name of the Most High. I greet you amidst all that takes place upon this earth, such a time as this. You know what? We're not going to worry about it. Nope. We're not going to worry about any of the things that are going on, but we are going to take action. We are going to engage. We are going to execute some of the most amazing plans that the source of all things has put within us to do at such a time as this. You know, we are not here as passive observers of everything. We're here to also be an active engager. We're here to shape what ends up happening in this paradigm at this time. So I know sometimes you might listen, if you listen to the corporate narrative, and if that is what's shaping your reality, you will that'll bring you into depression, that'll bring you into complacency, you'll have to detox from that. But you know, if you do, just do it with your eyes open and know what you're dealing with, so you don't have to get too much of it on your feet when you shake your dust from your feet and walk away from that. But right now, the things that are necessary are going to be revealed within you. The actions to take will come from within. The way to feel about what's taking place around you will come from within, not from without. It's going to be an internal quickening. And, you know, very often those instructions can come very fast and you can be very effective in them. You know, instead of lamenting and wringing your hands for days and days and days, sometimes it's just a very quick thing. Here's what you do. You do what you're done in 30 minutes. And that's it. You can move on. You know, there's a lot of things that the human being can end up perplexing over that's really not that big of a deal. And if you look at what it is that you're worried about, it's not that big of a deal. A lot of it can be addressed in just a few small things that you do. So, you know, whether it's potential things that may come up in the future, well, take a few steps in the right direction so that you are in a good place to be able to withstand shocks to the systems that may be coming up. So what does that look like? Well, for each person, it's going to be a little different. There's going to be some general things that you'll do, like making sure that basic needs can be taken care of for you and whoever's in your household. So look at what those basic needs are on a weekly basis and just plan out for how long that would be. It's just a small planning thing. That's all it is. You can keep it on that level. You can keep it really, really simple. Instead of allowing all the fear and anxieties to overcome you. Because, you know what? There's a reason that the world tries to get you wrapped up into fear. Because fear paralyzes you. You know, when a person is truly afraid, their hands are sweating, their motor skills are bad. There's a lot of things that all of a sudden, you know, their ability to focus. You know, you get somebody, maybe they go out and they shoot out of range, and they're really, really good and they're very accurate. But put that person in a high-pressure, fearful situation and see what happens to their accuracy. You know, it dramatically diminishes. Why? Because in a state of fear, it's harder to be focused. It's harder to have refined skills. It's harder to think clearly. That's why with military, law enforcement, and people like that, that's why they drill so much. That's why they drill so much. Because it's the process of doing just extensive drills that allows them to have muscle memory in difficult situations. So when they have muscle memory, even if they're under anxiety and fear. They've done it so many times that they just react and draw their weapon and are relatively accurate, though not as good as they would be in a low pressure situation. That's why with athletes, they train so much. So it's just all ingrained into the muscles and into just their responses. But without any kind of acclimation, what does fear do? Fear paralyzes you. And so, and you're very susceptible when you're in a state of fear. You're very susceptible to suggestions. If somebody says, if you're afraid, and somebody says, okay, quickly, do this, and you're afraid, you might do it, not knowing that that's the wrong action. That's why con men, they'll often try to get you, you know, off your balance, out of balance. Why? Because, and in a place of fear, because then it's much easier to make a suggestion to you than if you were, had the ability to stop and process. So if you had the ability to stop and process, they can't necessarily get what they want out of you. So that's why they'll try very hard to get you panicked. You know, and you can see it in so many different ways that scams are done. So perfect love drives out all fear. When you step away from the fear, and you step away from the sources of fear. Okay, sources of fear right now include the corporate narrative, which is on purpose designed to bring you into fear, division, anger, resentment, animosity with your neighbor who's got no issue with you and you have no issue with them, but to put division and strife between you. Okay, but that's a big source of fear, that place. Another one is frequencies. They've been blanketing people with frequencies to and low vibrations. You think most music that's out there in the corporate and the overt open access to the public is all, just look at the frequencies that they're done at. There's a reason for it. And it is to lower your, and to match your vibration with something lower. Because in a lower state, the lower states are also more susceptible to fear. The lower states are more susceptible to dis-ease. So they do these things to bring you down, so that you can be manipulated, so that you can be suggested to, so that you can be controlled. You understand? So, your food. You know, when you eat high vibrational food, and you feel healthy, and you're getting your nutrients from something that's going to help you, that's tough for them. That's why they want to get you eating low vibration, processed junk. Yeah, just try to bring some good things into your home and into your experience. You know, in the new place that we moved into, first time, wanted to try it. Started growing some herbs, and started growing some vegetables. Not doing great at it, but I'm not doing terrible either. But just doing it, just the process of doing it is healing. And when you start eating from those places, you can tell the difference in the food. And your body can tell the difference. Because when something was just drawing energy from the sun 30 minutes ago, and then it goes into your system in that raw, or very close to that raw form, and then just quickens your body, you can feel it. So, you know, things like that, higher vibrational foods will then result in a higher vibrational experience for you. So don't worry about this stuff. But just adjust. That's all. You know, a simple way to do it is just to take an assessment and say, okay, here's what you're doing. What's one thing you can do that might change things up a little bit? Okay? You know, when you exercise, what does that do? Well, it gets the molecules in your body moving faster. Everything. Blood's flowing faster. Things are moving around. Things are being stirred up. Toxins are being flushed. Yes. So, you know, so just toss that into the mix. So when you start to look at just your life and say, okay, where are the places where you're being bombarded? Okay, cut those down a bit. Where are the places where you can raise up and make a couple changes in the positive direction? Just do those. You don't have to make massive shifts. Just do little incremental things and see how those little things over time make a big difference. You know, when you've got the knowledge and the understanding within you, then you can draw it out anytime. So even if you say you don't want to do it right now, then don't. But come back to it. But you know how to have a healthy diet and be active and be at your best and control your mind space. Once you know how to do those things, once you know when you've got toxic people in your life to cut them out and to bring in the people that are going to be encouraging and strengthening, and that you can also be the same for them. You know, those kind of things, when you know how to do that, it's very powerful. When you do that and you exercise that, even more so. You start with the understanding and then you start to implement and add that understanding into your life and into experience. So, anyway, small things make a big difference. When we all start doing small things, that makes a massive difference. So, excited about what's in the future. Excited about all that's on the horizon. Be at peace within. Allow for the one that is just our creator, the source of all things. Allow for him to flow through you, for that impact to be made. Connect with who you truly are. You know, the scriptures say we're seated in heavenly places, right? Okay. That means that we exist in other places, as well as right here, right now. So we're an extension of, because which is the higher state? Well, a heavenly place is a higher state than this one. So we exist, so this is an extension of a higher state. Now, it's hard to sometimes for people to fathom that, because this being your primary consciousness here, you assume that this is all there is, because most people assume that their life is a sum total of all reality. And there's a whole lot going on, not just our personal experience. So we are seated in heavenly places. We are, so this life and this experience here is just an extension of a much higher state. And in all these states, we can connect up with truth and we can walk in much greater things. But you've got to stay on that path. Don't allow the enemy to trick you, steal your birthright, harvest your energies. Just cut them off. And as you do that, things will flow in the right way. you know, there's nothing you've got to be worried about in terms of loss in and around this world, because this world has truly nothing to offer you. It's empty. It's been empty for a long time. So instead of emptiness, go forward in peace and trust. The Father's with us. And it's an incredible time. Alright, hey, love you guys. Bless you. Just wanted to say hi. Drop us an email, fakemix@gmail.com. Always love to hear from you. Talk to you again sometime soon. Bye.